Good morning. Today is November. Actually, no, it's not November at all. It's December the 6th. I'm mixed up there. Never mind. We're in the section Adventure in Adversity. Suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 4. Daily life is by no means just easy, smooth running times. It is constantly disturbed by things small or big. Something lost, something gone wrong, responsibilities to fulfill, demanding children, finances, sickness, clashes of personalities, differences of viewpoint, decisions to be made. At these moments, self comes very much alive and we have our human reactions. It is at this spot we find it is hard to grasp that this is precisely God's purpose, that his sons should be involved in disturbing human situations. The positive must have its negative to manifest through. So we must learn to the full what it is to be a negative. It was said of Jesus himself that though he was a son, yet he had learned obedience through the things which he suffered, and clearly knew that the son could do nothing of himself. We ask a useless question and mistake the meaning of life if we say, will there be no let up from continual pressures? No. If I am to function in my proper place as a son and inheritor of God's universe in my eternal destiny, I need to learn first how to function as a son in adverse circumstances. A swimmer grows strong against the tide, not with it. It is the trial of my faith which works maturity in me, says James. When we see that, we can expect and welcome what the world calls problems and frustrations. That excerpt today is from Who Am I by Norman Grubb. See you tomorrow.